Hello and welcome to the Body Shepherd podcast. This show gives the guidance you need for the fit life you want. Hosted by Dan Krask, certified personal trainer and owner of Body Shepherd.
Hey, welcome back to the Body Shepherd podcast. So in season number three, I was going to have a series of guests on the podcast. I've lined up several, but that is going to be pushed back to season number four, because in season number three, I want to create a number of podcast episodes dedicated to the coronavirus pandemic. I think that we're all getting a broader picture that, and maybe a hunch, some of us at least, I don't know necessarily how widespread this is, but some of us at least are starting to see that this is not going to be a short-term fix, that there are going to be some very long-term implications. And I just want to focus in on your health. I want to focus in on your weight loss journey, because there's definitely some implications here that we need to talk through and think through. And I want to say right off the get-go that I welcome your feedback. I want to hear from people if what I'm going to talk about brings up questions, anxieties, plans. I want to hear it all. So please make this interactive. Let's make this a conversation if you'd like to. You can simply just go to bodyshepherd.com and fire off a message, and you can find me on social as well. Okay, here in the first episode, I want to talk about the gym. In season number two, I talked about frequently asked questions, and a lot of those had to do with the gym and gym etiquette and behavior at a gym and things like that. Though I did include, I think, some broader range topics that may or may not have to do with a dedicated gym. But right now, I know of way too many people, really successful personal trainers who have successful personal training businesses that are primarily focused on one-on-one training or physical group training locations. They have a place of business. And because of how this coronavirus pandemic has played out, their income has been shut down abruptly. Now, most of these trainers had no online training presence whatsoever. It sounds like it was always kind of a one day I'll do this, or it's not really our fit, or something to that degree. And now everyone's scrambling and trying to figure out, is it worth it to manage this and keep the model and just weather the storm? There are other trainers with those types of businesses who have said, hey, I'm going to add on online training. So when it's over and we get back to physical one-on-one training, they can keep the online component going. And then there are others who just have no idea what to do. It's analysis paralysis. There's a degree of shock happening. And I'm listening to this and I'm observing this, and I have purposely stayed quiet about this for the last 21 days. I've been in self-quarantine for 21 days as of today. Totally voluntary. I have no idea if I was exposed to coronavirus or not, although I think I might have. Don't know that for sure. Pure speculation. But anyway, I'm doing my part just to stay home. My lifestyle is such that I was already living a socially distanced lifestyle by choice. I live in a farmhouse out in the country, and I am one of those people who quote unquote, make a trip into town, that kind of lifestyle. And so I was already doing best practices for avoiding unnecessary trips. And flu is really bad around here during the flu season. And so I was already even in a hyper vigilant state of trying to stay clear of the seasonal two flu strains that have been so rampant around here. And so as part of that, I had decided by a couple different outside factors and then my own choice to go ahead and make Body Shepherd purely an online training resource around September of last year. Prior to that, I had trained people mostly in person, and I had online clients also, so it was a nice mix. But around September, several forces came together, and I became purely an online trainer. And really, it's something that I don't mind doing. I do miss training in person. There's just nothing like training a person, cueing verbally, you know, watching them change, the banter that goes back and forth with some people, even the clients that don't like to talk during sessions. I miss them too. But nonetheless, I became an online trainer, and because my business has been established as an online training business, I decided that I would stay quiet for the first 2-3 weeks of the stay-at-home orders that have been rolling out from different states, because I want to give the trainers who are just starting off on online training, I want to give them a chance. Because in America, we have a pandemic that has been around for decades, and that's called obesity. And the obese population are my people. I used to be one of them. And Body Shepherd exists specifically to help overweight and obese people journey out of obesity. So using that as my guide, using that as my experience, that's how Body Shepherd has been set up. And so I wanted to give other trainers a chance to get their online businesses set up over these last 2-3 weeks, stay purposely quiet, let that kind of settle out in terms of who is going to do training and who wasn't. Because listen, I'm just going to level with you. Personal training is currently my career number two. I have a thriving other business that I thoroughly enjoy and I've been doing for decades, and I co-own it. And it's doing very, very well. As a matter of fact, this pandemic has produced one of the most busiest times we have ever had in our business. I am blessed out the wazoo. I am humbled every day that I get up and am overwhelmed by the amount of work that me and my team have to do with that other business. Now, though, having had 2-3 weeks to let the dust start to settle with personal training, I've decided to start making proactive steps to get the word out about Body Shepherd and what we do. I have numerous people who are dropping weight, dropping body fat, getting in shape, and they were ready to face this pandemic and these work from home, stay at home, shelter in place orders because I had been training them for a while. We got them set up with home gym equipment for what used to be kind of rare instances where the gym was packed or their schedule just didn't allow for a gym. But it's turned out that now it's their regular gym and they haven't missed a workout. So I want to broaden this out. I want to bring my expertise of home gym workouts for the overweight and obese population. And my motivation is this, and this is, I mean, I've just spent the last 7 minutes ramping up to this systemic point, okay? If we look at China, if we look at South Korea, Singapore, if we start to look at Italy and Spain here on the 8th day of March, or no, 8th day of April 2020, we're starting to see, at least in the Asian countries, some semblance of normalcy begin to creep back. And that word normalcy needs a big fat asterisk next to it. And here's why. I'm really kind of fixated on observing Wuhan and what's going on in Wuhan, China, and understanding how they and the South Koreans and the Singapore people are handling a, let's call it a post-pandemic economy, a post-pandemic way of life. What are they doing? So I get a sense of what's coming. I know it'll change in America, but What will that look like in America? And here's what I see. I still see people wearing masks. I still see people getting checked for their temperatures. I see people elated to get out and go shopping again and visit parks and do recreation and get back to work. All of that is wonderful. But when you read the reports, when you hear from the people, the news, when you hear from government officials, it's a measured return to normalcy. They still have to wear the gloves. They're still wearing gloves. They're still wearing face masks. They're still trying to contain a wave number two of COVID-19 over there. And so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, okay, that's probably what's going to happen during the summer months here in America. And I fully expect a second wave of COVID this fall. So if I like to think about the worst possible scenario. So I think about gyms, right? I mean, can you Can anyone really realistically imagine a gym being reopened for people to go breathe heavily, you know, do all, you know, whether it's cardio or HIIT or intense training? You know, you pack a gym, even the biggest gyms, and you still have poorly circulated air. Any man who's ever stepped inside a men's locker room knows that it's the earthbound hell of hygiene. Maybe one in five men washes their hands after they urinate or defecate. It's disgusting. And I don't expect any of that to change. And it spans the gamut of ages and demographics. It doesn't matter who the man is, maybe one in five washes their hands. So I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, boy, I just don't see gyms reopening. I just don't. I think a gym, a public gym, a private, you know, a private business, whatever, is probably going to be one of the last places people want to be, because you're going to have sweat, heavy breathing. It's kind of like how people have talked about funerals being as one of the kind of like hot spots of transmission, because you have crying and tears and snot and hugging and embracing and all this stuff and handshakes, and there's a lot of exchange going on there. And you know, take the emotion, take the context out of it, and just leave the particulars, and you kind of have the same situation. Maybe not as much snot, but you get the idea. A lot of sweat, a lot of heavy breathing, a lot of those little particles going out into the air from all the exasperation of people really getting a good workout in. And I just don't see a scenario, and I could be totally wrong, but I just don't see a scenario where gyms reopen until there's a vaccine. If there's a vaccine that's rushed to market, I've noticed that there's some 50 odd candidates out there right now with J&J leading the pack. But short of a vaccine coming out, I just do not see gyms reopening. So let's say I'm right. Let's say that, you know, bit by bit, county by county, state by state, the economy reopens to one degree or another, except for gyms. Let's say gyms, even if gyms are welcome to be reopened, I don't see a lot of folks wanting to go back to a gym. And so I see a lot of gym closings. I see gym memberships plummeting. I see a lot of trainers having to shift to online training and rethink what does it mean to do personal training in a post-COVID environment. And that's where I'm at right now with Body Shepherd. And that's what I want to talk to you about, is I want you to be thinking about that. I want you to think about your workouts and think about them in terms of not no longer having a gym available to work out in. What does that look like for you? Are you equipped to do that? Home gym equipment is one of the hottest e-commerce product categories on the market, right? It's in the top five, right up there with face masks and gloves and cleaning supplies. And bread machines, by the way. I read this report. Bread machines are crazy sellers right now. But be thinking about this. Are you equipped right now? And if not, what do you need to do, both in equipment and in your plan, to shift from a non-gym daily or weekly workout to an at-home? Do you have the guidance? Do you have the equipment? Do you have the mindset? Do you have the discipline? Do you have the accountability to do at-home workouts, whether it's in your garage, on your porch, in your yard, in your basement, whatever? For the next year, if gyms stayed closed, as I am assuming they are going to be, and again, I could be totally wrong. And you know what? I'll be honest. I hope I am wrong. I have too many people who are unknowing mentors to me in terms of how they run their business as personal trainers, that I don't want them to be out of a business. That's the last thing. I love business. But for you, the individual who is journeying out of obesity, journeying out of being overweight, are you in a position where you can really shift your workouts to an online-only format? That's where I'm going to come in. That's where I am hanging out. That's where I'm well suited to come in and help you. All of my plans, whether they're one of the pre-written plans or custom training, it's all online. And that's what I've been doing from the beginning of Body Shepherd. What's more, I've been doing at-home training for the better part of the last 13 years, 14 years, somewhere around in there. That's all part of my story. You can go listen to my weight loss story. It's on the website. But in there, I tell you that around 12, 13 years ago, I began to want to have an at-home gym. And so I've been through a lot of the equipment scenarios and a lot of the process scenarios and things like that on how to set up a home gym. And right now I've got an episode from season two on what equipment do I need for a home gym. And I think I need to do a part two to that, because if we're going to really seriously talk about shifting to at-home workouts only, then I think there's probably some more equipment that should be heavily considered to get the most out of your workouts. So what's your homework? Your homework is to take a look at your expectations, do some self-examinations. You have the time, and ask yourself, really self-examine, or have you made the mental shift to think long-term about at-home workouts, or are you still in a mindset that that gym is going to reopen and you're going to get back there? I challenge you to think long-term. I challenge you to think of only at-home workouts or for disruption. I mean, even if gyms reopen, even if we all get to go back, there will, I suspect, and I'm planning on there being additional waves of COVID where additional lockdowns are necessary and additional immediate closures of places like gyms will be required. Immediate social distancing will be required. So I want you to be prepared for this. And to put a period, to put a bow on this entire thing, and this is going to be a lead-in for the next step, one of the next episodes, is this. And I need to make a very serious turn here. As I am keeping up with bits and pieces of the news, as I'm sure you are as well, and I will say that I have purposely turned off national news. I get bits and pieces from my local news source. Whenever there's a story that's worthy of being told at the local level, I get that, but I intentionally have turned off cable news altogether. I don't bring up Drudge or anything else like that anymore. But I continue, even locally, to see stories, tragedies of people who have died from coronavirus. And I saw the video of the Italian ER or the Italian ICU, where they've got, you know, a room full of people on ventilators. And what I'm about to say, I do not say with any disrespect whatsoever to the deceased or their families. It's just an observance that I have to make, as both having it be part of my story and my profession of the people that I work with. But what I see, is a lot of obesity. I see a lot of overweight. And when you read the list of the prominent pre-existing health conditions, the underlying read between the lines constant theme is being overweight or obese or morbidly obese, whether it's diabetes, hypertension, or sometimes I've even seen lists where one of the top three things is obesity. I read that on a couple of lists, actually. And that's where I feel like I have so much to offer in terms of getting your health back in shape. We can face that. It's not going to be a quick fix. I'm not offering that. I'm not saying you're going to drop 100 pounds in a month or something like that. But I am saying, this is a wake-up call. I see these stories, and I read the stories, and people say things like, oh yeah, he or she was strong and healthy, and they didn't know of any pre-existing medical conditions. And then they show the photo of the person who has tragically died, and it's a photo of a person who's overweight and a person who's obese. And no one told them that obesity is an underlying existing health condition. And I don't want that. I don't want that for my clients. I don't want that for you. So that's why I wanted to lead off with home workouts. I don't want the closure of gyms to be your excuse to quit your journey. That's the point here. I don't want the closure of gyms to be your excuse to stop training and stop working out. Yes, you can follow my nutrition guidelines. It's free on the website. I made that available from day one as a free resource. Go get it. But if someone is out there and they are just feeling completely deflated by the fact their gym closed when they had such momentum going, and now they're stuck with just being at home, I want to make myself available as a guide, as a shepherd to help you get through this and help you lose the weight, help pick up that momentum, put a plan together. And if you can spend the money on the training services and then on the equipment, we'll start with body weight. I'm reformatting the full body training plan right now to begin with pretty much all body weight exercises or minimal lightweight, because this is how much I believe in this. I've got a new client who checked in. He's been doing the full body program for about, he said he got 5.5 weeks through it before the gym closed that he was working out. He lost, I think he said around 20 pounds. So this works. I've got other clients who are, one guy's lost over 100 pounds. Another lady's lost, I don't know, something like 50 pounds now. Another lady has lost a ton of weight. I know what I'm doing and I want to help you, but we have to get you set up for success. And the point of this episode is to get you start thinking about long-term. What does not having a gym look like for you specifically? And that's it. That's your homework. So go to bodyshepherd.com, sign up for a plan, shoot me some questions. Let me know what you think. I want to hear from you. You have the time. You're not going anywhere. So I want to hear from you. Let me know what you think. I'm here to help start that conversation. Even if we don't end up working together, that's fine. I feel very, very strongly about this, that we need to start thinking about this as a long-term thing. We got to wait for that vaccine, and it may take a year. And then the rollout of the vaccine might take, you know, additional time. And all that time, you can't wait. You can't just sit there and keep getting bigger, or let the momentum slide and have your health deteriorate. You want diabetes to set in. You don't want hypertension to set in. We have to be proactive, and that's the purpose of this episode. Come back for the next episode. We're going to keep chugging away. We're going to keep talking about what COVID-19 means to your health and your weight loss journey. And we will continue to unpack the different things that are going on related to that. And I'm going to try to be as helpful as I possibly can be. In the meantime, we always go onward.